on track. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Senate follows the House in passing a measure that will bind rail companies and workers to a proposed settlement that would avoid a freight rail strike.
The deal brokered by the White House between rail unions and rail companies did not include the 7 paid sick days requested by workers.
What was negotiated was so much better than anything they ever had.
President Biden defends the agreement, initially approved by representatives of 12 unions, but he concedes paid sick leave should be guaranteed for all Americans.
I made it really clear I'm going to continue to fight for paid leave for not only rail workers, but for all American workers.
The president had urged Congress to impose the tentative agreement through legislation ahead of a potential strike and partial rail shutdown next week. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
In a victory for the Justice Department, a federal appeals court has ended an independent review of documents seized from former President Trump's home, clearing the way for federal prosecutors to use the documents seized during the August search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. President Biden hosting French President Emmanuel Macron at the White House. The two agreed to maintain a united front against Russia, and the president said,
I'm prepared to speak with Mr. Putin if, in fact, there is an interest in him deciding he's looking for a way to end the war. He hasn't done that yet.
Earlier this week, the head of NATO said he still intends to have Ukraine become part of the alliance. The president also signaled he may be willing to change aspects of his signature climate legislation. Police say 10 Los Angeles students between the ages of 13 and 14 appear to have overdosed on cannabis edibles at their middle school in the San Fernando Valley. Investigators trying to determine whether all the 10 students got the substances from the same source. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
The owner of a gay nightclub in Colorado where a deadly mass shooting happened last month is vowing to reopen.
The founding owner of Club Q in Colorado Springs, Matthew Haynes, tells Fox Denver that plans are still being decided on how and when, but that
there's a future for Club Q
and that the LGBTQ club will reopen.
It has meant so much to so many people.
Following a mass shooting there November 20th in which 5 people were killed and 17 hurt in what's described as an act of hate, the mass murder suspect Anderson Lee Eldridge, who according to his attorneys doesn't identify as a man or woman and goes by them they pronouns, is being held without bail as charges are finalized and expected back in court next week. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Prince William's Kensington Palace office says racism has no place in our society after his godmother's treatment of a black advocate for survivors of domestic abuse. Lady Susan Hussey has resigned as an honorary member of the royal household after the chief executive of an East London women's refuge says Hussey repeatedly asked her where she really came from after she told the older woman she was British. The exchange took place at a Buckingham Palace reception for those working to end domestic violence. Delta Sky Club members may soon find the airport lounge slightly less crowded, but it'll cost more.
Among the changes, only diamond, platinum, gold, and silver medallion customers can purchase new club memberships moving forward. Prices are also going up from $545 to $695 for individuals. Executives will see their fees jump from $845 to $1,495. And starting next February, those flying on basic economy tickets won't even be allowed in unless they have a benefit through an eligible American Express credit card.
Fox's Lillian Wu. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.